In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. The Senate Finance Committee has a vote scheduled today on a new bipartisan measure to limit drug prices for people enrolled in Medicare's prescription drug program. Marketplace's Erica Barris looks at what this would mean for drug companies and for consumers.
Drug prices just keep rising at 5 times the rate of inflation, according to Gerard Anderson, professor at Johns Hopkins University, who's been advising the Senate Finance Committee. He says the measure would add an out-of-pocket maximum for Medicare beneficiaries and force companies to pay money back if prices rise above inflation. And it would
keep the drug companies from raising their list prices.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates this bill would save beneficiaries $27 billion. Rachel Sachs at Washington University in St. Louis says some Congress members oppose it because
telling pharmaceutical companies they can't increase their prices as much as they want from year to year somehow is too much of a governmental role.
And the drug companies don't like it. Stacy Duzitzina, who teaches at Vanderbilt University, says that's because the bill
basically puts them on the hook for more spending.
Whether this measure passes or not, she says, this issue isn't likely to go away anytime soon. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.